I think there's some concern that maybe some of it is purposeful in maintaining a sense of chaos and uncertainty and constant change. As Gabby mentioned, we hear from immigration attorneys in this study that the rules seem to change day by day. Once we get a system in place where we can respond to the needs of asylum seekers, the next day, the rules are different. In our report, we heard from women who said, I was ready for my hearing next week, and then all of a sudden I learned that it was 2 years from now, or vice versa. My hearing was going to be next year, and now it turns out it's in 2 days. So I think in addition to how hearings are scheduled and shifted and changed, also, as you mentioned, whether or not someone gets detained, whether they get detained in the Yalera, then the Pereira, then a longer-term detention center, whether they experience one of those or none of them, it's all over the place right now. I've interviewed survivors of violence who experience all of those settings, none of those settings, a combination, who really essentially crossed into the U.S. under the same terms. And so people who cross the same day, even in the same location, might not end up going through the same kinds of processes. And as Gabby mentioned, the kinds of information that's shared with people about what's going to happen to them, what they might expect to happen to them, how long it might take, is lacking. And so what we know about trauma is when people have experienced trauma, they often don't feel safe. And having information is one of the ways we can help people feel emotionally safe. There's a huge gap there.